Founded in 1991 by patients, the FSHD Society is the largest grassroots network of FSHD patients, their families, and research activists. The FSHD Society offers a community of support, news, and information for the millions of people affected by FSHD worldwide. This is FSHD Society Radio. Welcome one and all to the FSHD Society Radio Show here on another Wednesday night. And today we have some great guests in store for you as we're going to talk about the physical side of FSHD. And we're live on Zoom. If you want to get out and reach out to the show, you can do that for the Facebook comments page as well as email fshd@fshdsociety.org. You might have questions for our guests tonight as we're going to talk about physical exercise and kind of key in on maybe a particular exercise. And these are guests that are kind of our stars here of the FSHD Society as we, I think we're at a first name basis even, you know, Bill and Mitch or Mitch and Bill. I don't want you guys to argue.
Either one, Bill and Mitch.
No. It's got to be Bill and Mitch. Bill and Mitch, not Mitch and Bill.
Okay. I'm good with it.
Okay. I'll give it on that.
Awesome. That's great.
Bill and Mitch has a good ring to it.
So we have Bill and Mitch, and they've been on the past radio show here, as well as giving us a lot of the webinars when we were in the Sequester Camp series. And you guys spent a lot of time with our society, with our group, talking a lot about physical exercise and, you know, how to keep our bodies moving. And you guys, I know, found so much improvement. I know Bill did on FSHD, just using what, I guess, you know, Mitch had in store for you and just learning all those awesome things and how to use our bodies and get flexible. So today, what is the exercise you guys want to focus in on or the parts of the body it's going to help?
Yeah, I'm going to get kind of started there first, and I'll let Bill talk, kind of take over and talk about, you know, more of a proprioception, and I'll let him explain that as well. What we're working on today is something to do with the chest muscles, and then kind of tie that in with a lot of it's our shoulder blade, our scapula. One of the pec muscles, called the pec minor, it is attached to the scapula. So when we get a little bit more of that forward rounded shoulders, sometimes that muscle can get short and it becomes a little bit more of that muscle that can sometimes pull the scapula forward. So there's a lot of muscles that attach to the scapula, but this is a great start here. So a lot of times sometimes a stretch can help the muscle kind of feel a little bit of that lengthening process, and then some activation. So we want to keep it relatively simple, as you know, a lot of us are at home a little bit more right now than usual. And so sometimes even just pushing against a wall can kind of activate that pec muscle. So almost going into like a push-up position, you can go with one hand or two hands if you're, you know, able to do so. Okay. If you have an assistant as well, you know, that's something that you can totally do where you can almost kind of interlock hands like you're arm wrestling and just make like a push, like as if you're doing a chest press or trying to push, you know, a wall over type deal. And just really kind of playing that activation of the chest muscles. So when I do this with Bill, a lot of times we'll sit down, he'll sit down on like a box or a bench, and then I'll kind of interlock hands with him, and he'll push into my hand. I'll be giving him that opposite force, so almost kind of pushing it into his as well. So we kind of almost stay in one place. Sometimes we'll play the range of motion where it does go forward and backwards, but either one works. So that's where I kind of tie in that idea that if you don't have somebody else to use, you can use a wall and really almost go bent elbow and just push into the wall. And what I want you to think about is keeping your shoulder in a good place. So don't scrunch your shoulders up and try to think about using your chest muscle tissue when you're trying to push that wall over. It was a lot of words there. So, you know, either one of you guys, if I need to explain that a little bit differently, Tim, does that make sense to you as to what I was trying to kind of say as like, you know, driving that wall away from you?
Yeah. I mean, you're basically saying doing like a wall push-up. So I'm kind of putting my hands up, but as if there was a wall in front of me, you're saying, and I'm kind of pushing.
Absolutely. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So, you know, if we didn't have, you know, more so the strength or the, you know, the confidence to go into a complete push-up position like that, you can sit down and even just push your hand kind of into the wall. If you bend your elbow, that'll create a little bit more of a loading process into the shoulder and chest.
Yeah. How about, you know, Bill, have you, I assume then you've tried that kind of motion or that kind of exercise. How does that feel for you?
Oh, yes. Well, let me backtrack a little bit.
Sure.
Often people with our FSHD will develop weakness in the scapular adductors, which go almost bring the scapula in the opposite direction than the pecs do. So this is working under the assumption that people already have this scapular adductor weakness. Then after the scapular adductor weakness, often people develop the pectoral weakness. So the exercise initially was difficult, impossible, but Mitch is super patient and knowledgeable and was able to help me first get range of motion and then give me feedback so I knew which muscles I was pushing with. I mean, it's hard to sometimes connect with your body if you haven't used these particular muscles. And one method that I found super helpful that Mitch did was to tap the pectoral muscles and give me the feedback. And that enhanced my ability to contract the muscles at will. We're FSH people are able to compensate for a lot of movements, but not necessarily using the ones that are targeted by the exercise. And this helps us pinpoint it better. So that was very, very helpful. Initially, all I was doing was range of motion and very limited resistance. But over time, I'm able to do it with weights at a fuller range of motion.
Now,
and
how many reps, you know, repetitions are we talking that you were doing those things, either what you were talking about, Bill, or even these wall type push-ups, you know, that is like a safe start.
Nope. And that's a great question there, you know, because everyone's kind of saying, you know, is it 15 reps? Am I doing 30 of them? There's no weight involved. Is that okay? You know, sometimes when we talk about an isometric contraction, so that means more so that the bones or your limbs are not moving, but the muscles are active. So sometimes I'll do more so sets to try to get the muscle to fire, where it's almost like sets of maybe three or four different sets of like a 5 to 8 second press, you know, and start there. Always get feedback from your body. If the next day something says that didn't feel good, or my neck hurts, you know, my shoulders hurt instead of my chest, you know, I'm less flexible, it doesn't feel good, really, you know, change it up. So every exercise doesn't, you know, the right exercises are different for every person, really, is what I'm trying to say there. Mm. Is, you know, choose what's right for you. This is a good start. You know, when we talk about flexibility of one muscle, you know, joints have so many muscles that go into it. So playing the range of motion, like Bill was talking about. So having someone almost kind of interlock your hands again, like we were talking about the arm wrestling type position, and create almost a circle, like as if you're throwing a ball, and then go backwards. So create the actual range of motion in the joints, maybe before we, you know, then go to try to press and activate a big muscle. We have something called primary muscles and stabilizers. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of different kind of terms for muscles as well, but that's a good two groups to put them into. Our primary muscles are ones that move us a little bit more into the actions that we go to.
Oh, I think
our stabilizers will keep more so. So when we talk about the joint of the shoulder, there's a lot of all the above happening there. So we can go a lot of different directions to get, you know, a benefit out of it.
Hmm. You have something to add to, Bill, to it? From your perspective on that, like reps and knowing your body,
I think,
and listening?
I just want to emphasize the listen to what your body is telling you. Pain is a real signal. Hmm. And I, for the most part, have not been experiencing a whole lot of pain. But when I have, there's no point in being stoic about it. Sometimes there's good muscle soreness, and sometimes it's not so good. And short of experiencing it, I don't think you'll know, but it's nice to work. I can't emphasize enough it's how important it is to work with a trainer, someone who's objective, someone who can help your morale, and who can give you the appropriate insights as to when, well, you're hurting. Is this a problem with, well, you've not used this joint before in a long time? you have adhesive capsulitis, or you have muscle contracture, you have any number of other problems. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know
something I wanted. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to comment just about that, you know, the soreness or the pain, you know. And I think a lot of the people listening would say, well, man, I'm sore all the time, you know, so then I should just stop, you know, or do I just do less? You might get a little bit of a confusion of, you know, understand that maybe is it soreness where, like Bill just said, it's good. You're kind of working the muscles. It's okay. And try to define the differences, because you know we don't want to have an excuse where then the person trying is going to not do anything. I think that is a negative result, right? We don't want, you know, zero movement.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I think a good spot to kind of, you know, engage into is it more of the joints that are hurting, or is it more so of a soreness into the muscle? You know, if the soreness in the muscle doesn't go away, you know, you've maybe pushed too much, maybe, you know, too many reps or too long of a hold, you know, you just need to be careful there. We all need to progress in our own, you know, kind of pace there. Right. But a good start there is judging whether or not it's the joint that is giving you issues or if it's the muscle itself. And if it's the joint, sometimes we need to do certain things to help activate. And that's usually where that isometric contraction can, you know, really come into, you know, a handy, you know, kind of exercise of the sense of not moving the joint, but activating, you know, the muscle itself, the primary muscle itself. So there's a lot to it. What I was going to say just a little bit ago was kind of a good activation exercise that goes along with this is something that we call shoulder fans. You know, so it's really just trying to touch your elbows up in front of you, and then you just bring them out to your sides. So you're almost at a bent elbow position, about 90 degrees with your wrist above your elbows. Okay. When you're moving forward, try to touch them. Yep, exactly. Like that.
Okay.
And then you open up and point your elbows out. So then when you move your, should also slide backwards. And that creates some activity up in the chest, because when we open up, you know, almost kind of trying to go big chest in and point it out, that'll allow the pec muscles to become a different length. And that's where you can, as long as you know what you're trying to intend on the exercise, a lot of times it you know, a much better result.
That's fascinating. It's fascinating.
Another stretch that Mitch taught me that I found very useful was having the arms hang down over a bench or a rolled up towel or over one of those gymnastic balls where you can, with some support, open up the chest. And it takes, you know, maybe half a minute, full minute to get some of that benefit. Yeah. Also, another nice set of stretching exercises would entail using the broomstick or dowel to get the arms in position, and then the TRX straps, which I find most useful now. Yeah.
And those are all super, super handy. You know, it's, you know, there's a lot of different tools that we like to say we have tools in the tool bag for us to use. You know, exercise can get a little bit boring if you do repetitive same things, want to have some fun. But, you know, start simple though. You don't need to do a whole bunch of different, you know, the time needs to be, you know, fit into your schedule as well. We do need to fit the exercise into our schedule. So I'm not saying don't do that, but don't make it too long. Make it, you know, doable and accessible for you, and start simple and see what your body says. And as you know, progress and you don't feel that necessarily aches or pains in the joints, the muscles are rehealing in a timely manner, then, you know, that's the time where you can either add some more in, add some different exercises, or all the above.
And how many times are we trying to do this routine? We're talking daily. I think Bill has probably talked about that in our past show where kind of work at it as often as possible. Is that still the recommendation with this part of the exercise, working the shoulders?
Yeah. I mean, I would really say, you know, as long as you're getting good feedback from the body, absolutely, you know, and we need to go into some uncomfortable zones, you know, to progress. Sometimes it's getting warm up the day and we feel better. But yeah, you really just need to have that feedback of what your body is giving you. You know, I like to say for the most part, as long as it's activation and not strength, then we can do it quite a bit. If you're working strength, which we all should eventually when we're ready, you know, that's maybe more or 2 or 3 days a week, depending on, you know, where your program is, you know, how much level of activity you had beforehand. So once again, you know, starting slow is not a bad thing, because what we're trying to do here is you know, adapt to doing this forever, not just for a couple of weeks or months, you know, where you can make some progress, but the real progress is things that stay with you. So sometimes that, you know, that term cold turkey, when people try to quit things all at once, or, you know, try to do almost the opposite. You know, I've worked in a big gym for a long time, or I did beforehand. And the New Year's resolution is also a real thing. So, you know, gyms make some good money there, as people have an idea, but then, you know, those ideas sometimes fade away. So, you know, doing it in a timely manner, doing what's appropriate for you. When you feel good, positive feedback from the exercises, I almost promise to you, you'll do some more. And that's something that we want to try to find with, you know, exercise and implementing it into our schedules.
I really like what you said there, the adapt to doing it forever. I think that's, I wrote it down. that was a nice nugget.
That's awesome.
He's quotable. He's quotable. I've got bunch of his sayings on my walls. I've inscribed some on the,
really?
On the back of my head.
And what is it? What is that one? Do you know? The one that's on your wall?
What's that?
I said, what's the quote that you put on your wall, Bill?
You got to breathe through it. That's important. Oh, that's a Mitch, that's a Mitchism.
It is real.
Until you're breathing through it.
Wow.
And, he does listen. I swear, I'm always impressed when we come and do these radio things, because he's pulling some good stuff out. That's great.
That's awesome.
That's great. And that's strength training in a nutshell. That's another new quote.
That is a big one.
That's awesome, guys.
But yes.
Oh,
I have tremendous affection for Mitch. He's done so much for me. He has done so much for me.
Yeah, I know that you've sung his praises on our last episode, and I know that's being echoed through the rest of the FSHD Society because of what Mitch has brought to the table, but obviously with the positive effect it's given Bill. So you guys are kind of a dynamic duo in that way. So
I agree,
you know,
it takes two to make the whole thing happen. And it really does.
It does. And what I love about it is the fact that Mitch, you know, you took some time to educate yourself about the disease, learn about what could be done so you could help Bill, you know, and that to me is a true coach. You know, the coach is supposed to the name is to get people from one point to the next, right? Like a stagecoach back in the day. And
absolutely,
you are a living and breathing example of that by doing this for Bill, and not to mention probably all the other clients and people that you've helped. But in particular, in our world, the fact that it helps Bill so much, it kind of gives us that positive reassurance that if it helps Bill, it could help us. And that's why I thought, man, this is important to try to have you guys come on like once a month and let's like do a target physical exercise. And today was the shoulders. I'm definitely doing the wall press, push-ups against the wall. I can do that. That's not out of my reach. So I kind of like that idea.
And could you imagine if there was a drug that would give you this kind of enhanced muscle performance?
Right.
I mean, people would go nuts.
They would.
People would do it.
Yeah, they would do it. Yep. They would absolutely do it.
But unfortunately, it doesn't work like that, and we got to work hard. It's a lot easier to not do it than do it, but, you know, we all feel pretty good when we do it.
Yeah. Now we did have a question on the Facebook here, on the Facebook. Yeah. I sound like I'm 85 years old. Bill,
is that like the Google?
Facebook? Right. It's like the Google, right?
My father-in-law actually calls it the Facebook. The Facebook. So it's right on spot.
Wow. Okay. So we have a question from Ann Williams. She says, Bill, how was your mobility when you started working with Mitch, and how is it now?
I can get up more easily from the ground, but I'm falling less, so I don't need to do it so much.
Yeah.
I don't need to pull myself up by furniture. My core is strong enough that I could swing into like a sitting position, and then I don't have to gower up. I can just get up more readily. And that's something that's rehearsed and practiced, and elements of leg strength and core strength and balance training have helped with that.
Absolutely.
So mobility is, I'm just talking about getting up, but just walking. My wife says that I'm more upright in my posture, and I think that is the case.
What about beforehand though, Bill? I think that was a little bit more of a comparison wise. You know, what about the first time you walked into 24-hour? You know, what was the mobility
Right.
It was worse. My balance was worse. It was, I had to pull myself up the stairs more. Well, I mean, it's funny. I have a hard time recalling a particular function at different times. Because this has been going on now, the improvement, for about 3-4 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
I think a big thing to add there too is what was the level of activity that you were doing towards the latter years of when it was affecting you compared to what you're doing now? Mm-hmm. I feel you kind of hid from it a little bit too.
Yeah, I was sedentary. I was kind of afraid to get out there. I had fallen so frequently that I was either bloody or scabbed up in the knees, and I wrecked a bunch of pants, and I was thinking about moving out of my house. I had 42 steps to the to the front door, and that was impetus to either, you know, get stronger or get out.
So you chose get stronger.
Yeah, wow. Well,
good choice.
It was a kind of a Hail Mary. I didn't expect it. I really didn't expect it.
So when we have you guys on next month, what do we expect? What area of the body are you thinking about, or is that too early to discuss or tease?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, I'm totally open to suggestions there too, as I know we've covered a lot too within, you know, some of the webinars that we did on Facebook too. You know, so just to, you know, kind of go back there, I think it's Mitch Wade or at Mitch Wade PDX. So if you go to my Instagram, you can find a lot of the videos that we did for the webinar there. So we've covered a couple of different areas. So I'm totally, you know, open to any suggestions. I'm thinking right away, I think, you know, as we talked about what Bill just, you know, increased in right there, I think talking about some balance, you know, things that we can do at home. You know, whether or not we're able to stand up, or if it's just getting into all fours, or if it's getting in one knee down, one leg forward position. So there's a lot of things that we can do that is even just sitting in a position for a certain amount of time that increases your core if you think about it. So I think some core balance and stability balance type approaches would be pretty easy, and, you know, well approached for a lot of different types of people. So, but I'm open to suggestions. So that was my first thought for the next time.
Before you guys go, we got actually one more question someone snuck in. It says, Mitch, is there somewhere we can find exercise you recommend for someone with FSHD? So I'm assuming that we're
might
talking
have just
like,
answered that then.
With definitely your at Mitch Wade PDX, right? That's where you are on Instagram.
Yep. Yes.
Yep. And
is the Instagram there.
Yeah.
And then Bill, go ahead and tell them our secret if that's what you're about to do.
Oh boy.
I wasn't going to blow the secret. I'll let you blow the secret.
No. Bill and I are breaking. Working in the works of doing a program that, you know, we can kind of sell for a cheaper price that'll be accessible for many.
Nice.
That has to do with more so of a book and then like a follow along kind of pictures, video type deal possibly. So a couple different ideas there, but we don't want to get that ball rolling, or I guess telling people too soon.
Right.
We want to work on it and make it right. So,
wow.
Right now I think the first and best option is going to be more so, the Instagram feed that Bill and I put together, which is at Mitch Wade PDX.
Excellent. Thanks guys for joining us. Thanks for being here on your first reoccurring guest segment. As we talk about physical fitness,
right.
Getting physical. I wanted to play that tune, but I thought we'd get in trouble on copyright. Let's get physical, you know, so I had to be careful.
Yeah, I'm with you. We would have been singing, so you let us know next time.
Awesome.
Thank you, Tim.
All right, thanks,
guys. Right on, Tim. Thank you very much. Yep. Bill, we'll see you soon. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
So that's Bill and Mitch Wade. They are or Mitch Wade, Bill Herzberg and Mitch Wade. So the Instagram tag is at Mitch Wade PDX. Now, yes, this is a shorter segment. So, you know, we bring these featured guests on pretty quick, and we want to get their time and value their time. And when we do that, we really want to hit it right to the core. We want to get right what we're talking about and key in on the physical component they want to talk about. So today was shoulders. So if we're doing that wall press against the wall, like you're doing a push-up, but against the wall. It actually reminds me of when I was in the doctor's office getting my physical examination in the process of getting diagnosed for FSHD. That's the exact move I had to do. I still do that exercise, and sometimes I make a variation where I have stairs in my house that go down to my basement, which is where I am here in my studio. And when I do that, sometimes when I'm doing an exercise workout, I'll kind of have my feet at the bottom of the stairs, or the not the final step, but on the actual ground. And then I'm on an angle, right, with my hands on the steps above. So I'm more on an angle. How can I do that? And then doing a push-up that way. So that's also a way to kind of keep my shoulders activated, whatever muscles are there, to keep them going. I appreciate the questions today. That was great. Every month, the physical segment with Bill and Mitch will be on here on the FSHD Society Radio Show on the third, right? It's the third Wednesday of each month. So really excited that they could come in and share with us a little bit of that stuff. Awesome. Next month or next week, we're going to have a guest call named Anthony Romero. He's a doctor that is going to actually be on the webinar coming up as well. And on that evening, we'll have him on the FSHD Society Radio Show, kind of a follow-up of the webinar if you have more questions to ask. And Dr. Anthony Romeo is an ortho surgeon, and he's going to talk about the stabilize the shoulder blade surgery that some people have gone through. Others have had questions about it. So I think it's really exciting to have him in, and we're going to talk about that. So what we're going to do is I'm going to open up the phone lines. If you have questions for me, you can do that. Well, one phone line. That number is 414-375-2561. If you have questions for me, feel free to call in. As we got a little bit of the show left, these are little kind of shorter radio segments that we've kind of produced so we can keep bringing them to you weekly. But we always want to leave time for you, the listener, of course. So we'll open those up. And while we do so, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll chat a little more. You're listening to the FSHD Society Radio Show. You're listening to FSHD Society Radio. Hi, this is Tim, host of the FSHD Society Radio Show. Check this out. In 2014, a Dutch team reported that aerobic exercise training, cognitive behavioral therapy, decreased fatigue and improved the quality of life significantly for FSHD patients. This suggests a significant positive impact in slowing the degeneration of affected muscles. So no excuses. Get out there. Get active. Get after it. You can do this. We can fight it. Welcome back to the FSHD Society Radio Show. Thanks for being here. We had a very special pair of guests on. We had Mitch Wade and Bill Herzberg, as we say. Bill and Mitch doing physical exercise with us, and they'll be here every third Wednesday here on the FSHD Society Radio Show. This is how the shows will go. We're going to have that featured guest on the first episode of the month. And I think the featured guests for September are going to be Lee Reynolds and Beth Johnston, as we're going to talk about the virtual walk and roll coming up on September 12th. So they'll be our featured guest, fittingly, for the September first week show. Then the second week, we will talk to Jen Eggert. We had a little scheduling snafu last week, and that's okay. We're going to have her come back on the 9th, I believe, of September. I'm very excited for that. And then we'll follow up with more physical exercise on that third week. And then the fourth, whatever webinar guest we have, we'll always try to follow up with them on that fourth episode of the week and bring them on to kind of talk about the webinar that they just did with the FSHD Society. So it kind of gives you that opportunity to follow up questions here live on Facebook. So all here, live on Facebook is the FSHD Society Radio Show. So thanks for being here. If you'd like, you can call in if you so choose. You can also use the Facebook Messenger, which now that I'm on Zoom during some of these episodes, there's a little delay in the comments. So have a little patience. When I see that comment come through, I'll definitely chat with you that way. You can dial me up if you'd like here in the studio, which is 414-375-2561. And I might just, you know, add that into the comments. And this way you will know the number as I type and talk at the same time. You'd think that would be easy, right? But it's actually not. I dare you all to try it once. You know, sometimes you just have to figure it out. And I also wanted to plug some other events coming up, but also the Clinical Trial Research Network as well, as I still venture to type in this number. Your brain has to work in two different ways at the exact same time, which is why I'm so multi-talented here. No, seriously. Call the show. There it is. Okay, we posted it. Beautiful. Great questions, once again, that we had from our listeners. And I'm trying to like the comments and keep up with all the chatter. I always appreciate that. The Clinical Trial Research Network, please get involved in this. It's all through the fshdsociety.org. You can find it on their website. It helps to accelerate the development of treatments. It enables fundamental research to be done at scale and faster, attracts biopharmaceutical companies into the FSHD field, and improves patient care by enforcing best practices and standards. Currently, at the CTRN sites and principal investigators are listed. Some are in Baltimore at the Kennedy Krueger Institute, Ohio State University, University of California, Los Angeles, University of Colorado, a lot of different locations throughout our nation, as well as some collaborating European sites, University of Milan, Italy, and University of Nice in France. So that's just to name a few. So all that is right there for you. Now, if you missed some of what we were talking about earlier in the show when we had our great featured guests on, talking about physical exercise with Bill and Mitch, and they were keying in on the push-ups or working on the pectoral and shoulder area, which is kind of fitting because when we have the next guest come on next week, he's going to talk about the scapula surgery of stabilizing the shoulder blade area with that surgery. So herein lies my little question to follow up some of what we've been talking about today. One is, do you have any exercises you have been doing that seem to work? If you want to know more about what Bill and Mitch have been doing, you can check out Mitch's Instagram page, which I have followed. It's at Mitch Wade PDX. So P as in Paul, D as in David, X as in X-ray, Mitch Wade PDX. So you follow that. It has all the exercises that they've been doing and working on, and you can adapt a lot of those to your own home. And what we were talking about today is the wall push-up you can do, or how I also do it as a variation on my stairs where I'm a little more on a decline, and then just your own body weight resistance to work that. I think the stairs is more typical of a push-up for me. It's definitely a struggle compared to a wall push-up, but I know what Mitch is saying is that you're kind of activating those muscles that you have, and yes, you'll have some, right? And to keep those activated and keep moving. And that's so key. It's so important to keep moving, to keep active the best you can. Then our other question I had, so what kind of, you know, physical exercise are you doing or trying to do? Or, you know, do you need help in that, like motivation, or how can I help you get motivated to keep moving? But the other question I had too is about the webinar that's going to be coming up, and that's on the 26th in a week. We're going to have Dr. Anthony Romeo on, orthopedic surgeon, talking about the stabilizing surgery for the scapula, you know, area. Have you done it? Have you thought about it? If you haven't, if you've got it done, pros, cons, I'm really curious. For obvious reasons, for me, the disease is affecting that area of my body huge, but it is very difficult for me to even think about doing a surgery. I don't want anything that permanent. So for me, it's a no, but that doesn't mean I don't want to know your story or your thoughts on it. And I'm not asking you to convince me, I guess, but unless that motivates you to call, that's fine. You can do that. Landon Morrill is commenting on Facebook. I appreciate the comment for one, Landon. Thank you for doing that. He says, I do push-ups in a doorway for a bigger range of motion. Man, that's do push-ups in a doorway. So are you putting your hands, as I do this in front of the camera, on either side, like wide as the doorway, and then that's what you're pushing on? I assume. So we'll have a follow-up as my comment of Landon's comment catches up to the Facebook feed. Interesting. So that's a good exercise variation. Some of the other things that I like to do is I still like to jump on my bike when I can. Me and my wife also purchased an elliptical machine. Very, very, very simple version of one. Nothing too high-tech or crazy. But it does work. It gets my heart rate up, which to me is very important. I have to do that. I have to keep my weight down. During this COVID time, I found it got up a little bit, so I got to work harder to get it back down. I'm also curious if anybody takes any supplements, as in to keep your weight under control, or dietary things. Hands on the jams, Landon Morrill says. Landon says. Okay, Landon, I totally get it. Hand on the jams. Got it. So that is what I was thinking. I think it's interesting because when I've taken protein shakes, okay, I found it did zero really for me for like strength, you know, built up. You know, I think protein's still good for you. And what I did when I did a dietary supplement, and I'm really tempted to go back to it because I lost a lot of weight doing it, and I was getting kind of hardcore. This was like 4 years ago on working out at home. We had a little home gym, and I was doing, now looking back, way too much physical, like, weightlifting became very, very strenuous, and I was probably at the risk of damaging myself before I was diagnosed, you know, trying so hard to develop some type of muscle, knowing full well now that that was like a losing battle. But yet if I would have scaled it back now that I know, I could at least keep some strength going, some better flexibility going, and things would have still given me some type of positivity, right? And some positive impact. And one of the biggest things, though, that gave me positive feedback is a protein shake. And I used Isagenics. That's what I got into. And it can be, to some people, kind of pyramid schemey, but I didn't try reselling the product to anybody. I just bought it right off the internet. It was like 30 or 35 bucks, like, for this jug of the protein stuff. And it would only last like a week. And I took it twice a day. So I'd make this little protein shake for me. I love the vanilla. It actually literally tasted like a vanilla milkshake. I couldn't believe it. I actually found myself like craving it. So maybe there was an addictive agent to it. I don't know. And then they had these great lemon protein bars. And that's all I bought from them. I didn't venture any other products. I kept it pretty simple, very budgetary, very budget conscious. And what I ended up doing was doing that twice a day. So in the morning, I'd have the shake. I'd have a yogurt. And I have to have coffee, so I'd still have that. So I didn't change much of my morning routine. Then at lunchtime, and I was spoiled because I could come home at lunch during the job I had at the time. And even when I didn't, the shakes were extremely portable. You just mixed them with water. So I would do that, and then I'd have a nice, healthy, air quotes, you know, bowl of cereal. I call it like the nuts and twigs and berries and gravel type cereal, you know, with the high in fiber, with all the like fruit and stuff, and then I'd add more fruit to that. And that's all I'd have until dinner time, and I'd have a sensibly portioned dinner. And that was Monday through Friday. It was an easy routine. Didn't really change my life much. If I wanted snacks, honestly, with the shakes, I didn't crave other food that much. It seemed to kind of keep my hunger at bay, hence keeping my weight down. The exercise helped. The heavy aerobic exercise I was doing helped. So all those things, I think I lost like 15 pounds in just a matter of like 2 months. It was really fast during that time. I need to get back to that. So motivate me to do that. Landon says, I purchased a recumbent elliptical. Yeah, right. It's like less abrasive to your body. You're not bouncing around like when you run. I tried motivating my kids during this COVID time and start running, because they're healthy to do it. They're younger, 13 and 11. And I thought, man, I can't just say it. I got to show it, right? So I would get my running shoes on, and then I'd run to the end of the road, which is like maybe it's a quarter mile. It's not very far. And I'd start that, right? And I'd run there, and then I'd run back. And then I'd keep extending it, like, every day. Go a little farther, a little farther. Even if it was 10 steps farther. Just a little farther. And I try to motivate them to do the same. And it worked. They were running more. They don't run as much as they were when I was doing it. But I ended up aggravating the living, you know, what's out of my knee, especially my left one. And I thought I hurt it again. Found myself in front of another orthopedic surgeon, or my orthopedic surgeon for my knees. And turns out, no, I just have bad bone spurs, and I just aggravated them so terribly that running is not a choice. I basically got scolded by this doctor saying, you cannot do that kind of running. Bring it down to little quick wind sprints if you want to activate your muscles or try to use them, or run your stairs maybe you can in the house, or something smaller, a smaller amount, not distance. So I had to give up on that. And I never loved long distance running, since we're talking about physical exercise here. I never loved it that much, but I knew it had a great positive feedback to my body. I knew it would get my stamina up. My cardio was better in just a short time. And that's what I find, that when I do my exercises, I don't like a little, I like a lot. If I'm going to do it, let's just do it. Let's do it big, you know. And I have to be careful now with that, just as kind of what Mitch was saying, that when I asked him, well, how many reps do we do of these wall push-ups? Or since Landon's doing, you know, door frame push-ups, and he's putting his hands across the frame, that's a nice way, because that's really keeping a nice constant spacing, so you always know where your hands would be. That's another good version of doing that. You know, how many reps do you do? And Mitch's like, well, you gotta listen to your body. So, you know, if I do that, I'm gonna do 50, you know, or 100. I'll do twice a day, 50 each, and see how I feel later. You know, so I have a tendency to push it because I want to get a response back. So it's tough. And to me, the tough question then is always, then what do you do with the soreness? So, you know, we asked Bill and Mitch that as well. You know, what do you do with the soreness? And he's like, well, you got to kind of listen to your body. Listen to your body. Know what good soreness is compared to bad. And you really have to pay attention to that. I don't know about you, but I don't know if I've had really any good soreness lately. And I have done now recently, since being laid off, I've kind of changed my energy into more private baseball coaching for kids, and I'm available in the day. Most folks can bring the player, meet me at a ball field, and we hang out there and go through some baseball drills and private coaching. And like yesterday, I did three. You know, they're an hour long. One, two, you know, three in a row. Tomorrow I'm going to do four in a row. So that's four baseball trainings. Now, I'm not doing the work like the player is, granted, but I am on my feet. I'm moving somewhat. I'm demonstrating what I can, when I can, and I'm active in it. And I don't find myself being conscious about being sore or hurting. I think I'm adapting with showing the movements and this and that. But when I get home and later it settles in at around, well, this time of the evening here, knocking on 9 o'clock central here, it seems to kind of set in, and my legs and everything, I don't want to move. And I just feel like that sore throbbing pain is starting to kick in. And then when I try to settle down to sleep, sometimes it can even kind of keep me awake or have a hard time falling asleep. But yet I keep doing it. I think because I don't want to go to medication. You know, I don't want to mask it with that. That is for sure. But so I fight it, and the desire to want to do the coaching or want to do the physical work is stronger than the aftermath of the soreness right now for me. And I know not everybody is there, whatever they're trying to physically do, but I do encourage you to, as Bill and Mitch said today, breathe through it, you know, and understand, you know, that not only do you have to, you got to breathe through the exercise you're doing, but you're also trying to pace yourself so you can do it forever, for a long time. Don't try to rush it. So don't follow my example and push it all, you know, at one fell swoop, really hard and heavy and push, right? No. We want to do a little less, a little more of a pace. So I guess I can respect that, but it fights my human nature. It really does. When I'd rather just say, you know what? I'm pushing it. Like, what's 10 more, right? What's 10 more of these wall push-ups? I can do that. So I do. And that's kind of, you know, that's kind of where we're at. Let's see. Oh, actually, I apologize. I have an update for you. Da-da-da-da. Where's my music cue for that? The FSHD University, note change of date, joins for the webinar scapular stabilization surgery talk at 1 p.m. East, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, 10 a.m. Pacific time. And it is change of date. It's tomorrow, folks, August 20th, not the 26th. So we've rescheduled, and they have it out there for you. The web link is all there available for you on fshdsociety.org. So change that event, and then he will be our featured guest next week as we'll talk about that webinar. So get your questions ready. Get your questions ready. Why don't we take our – we'll take a final break, I think, here, and we come back. We'll close up shop, talk a little about the walk and roll and things coming up in the FSHD Society. You're listening to FSHD Society Radio. Hi, this is Tim Hollenbach, host of the FSHD Society Radio Show, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the FSHD University. FSHD University is your center for advanced education about the art and science of living with FSH muscular dystrophy. The inspiration for FSHDU emerged from the success of the Sequester Camp series, which was a weekly program launched by the FSHD Society team when the COVID-19 pandemic forced widespread social distance. We will focus on these three departments on FSHD University: physical health, mental health, and research, drawing on the many resourceful, creative people in our community who have earned their MDs and PhDs in living with FSHD. Over time, we expect to establish new departments to address additional areas where we see a thirst for knowledge. Your input and suggestions are very much welcome. This is your university, the FSHD Society University. To find out more, visit fshdsociety.org. Welcome back to the FSHD Society Radio Show. Just about ready to close up shop here, and wanted to plug the FSHD University, FSHDU, with that ad, and make sure you take a little bit of time to participate in that tomorrow if you can. We are going to, there's been a change in the date. It's coming up tomorrow as we talk to or have the webinar with Dr. Anthony Romeo, ortho surgeon. And we're going to talk about stabilizing the shoulder blade scapula surgery. I would not do that. Sounds too permanent for me. I'm not there yet. Maybe that some of you, if you have any final comments, maybe that's some of them. If you have the surgery, have had it, or you're thinking about it, why or why not, would you not do? I really appreciate people commenting throughout the show today as we've been kind of keying in on the physical side of FSHD. The third episode of the month will be about the physical side of this disease, and we'll have Bill and Mitch in. If they can't make it, we'll always try to have a backup plan of another physical therapist that is working with FSHD patients that can talk a little bit about how do we get moving, how do we activate muscles that we do have and keep ourselves going forward in a positive way with our bodies. But we don't just talk about that during these shows. Our reoccurring guests will also be about the mental side of the disease. We're going to have Jen Eggert on the second Wednesday of every month, as we're going to talk about the emotional physical side, or physical side being the third, and then Jen talking about the emotional side. And that's going to be fun for us, I think, to hit both aspects during each month, that we can kind of key in and help our group, our society, our community in those aspects of the disease. Because I always find myself asking our featured guests, you know, what's worse for you? Or let's talk about that. And those always seem to be both sides of the equation. And I wanted to make sure that if we're going to do these weekly shows, let's have guests on that we can key in on those two parts. So I really appreciate everyone's participation and help and expertise in that regard. And those that might pick up on this is my microphone. My dog is barking behind me at any rate. Yeah, he's there. I know. I can hear him. He's barking. So I hope that doesn't bother you guys. I do have an animal in the house, and he's phenomenal. Anywho, also Robert Rowe looks like is commenting as well on FSHD's web or Facebook page here. Excuse me. If a therapeutic comes along soon, it's tough to reverse surgical procedure. We're too close now. Boom, Robert. Well said. That's exactly what I'm talking about. It is too permanent for me. I don't want that done because I truly believe that there'll be a treatment coming. So with that, in that way, that's what I want to focus on, and that's where I want my treatment to come from, and that's why I really don't want to do something permanent like that. But it'll still be interesting to hear what Dr. Romeo has to say, and we're excited to have him in on a follow-up next week on the FSHD Society Radio Show, so mark your calendars for that. Then, of course, we reload up the month in September as we bring in our featured guest, and that is going to be it will be Lee Reynolds and Beth Johnston. And they're going to talk to us about the virtual walk and roll event, which is going to be a lot of fun to do. That's coming up September 12th, so mark your calendars for that. It's going to be a blast, I think, as we go on like 3 or 4 hours straight. It's going to be a lot of guests. We're going like coast to coast. Max Adler is the ambassador, and he is plugging big time this event. I'm so excited and so happy that he's being the ambassador for that big walk day. So check him out. I think it's like Team Mighty Max is his walk team, and he's splashing it all over social media right now, helping us out. So we've kind of come to the end here of this episode, but before I go, I wanted to also plug one other event coming up, and I believe that is the Connecticut Connections. I want to make sure I get the day right, so bear with me as I jump over and take a look here. That looks like it's going to be September 3rd. I want you to mark your calendars already for that, because as we go along here, we have the show today, we have the webinar tomorrow, then that great guest from the webinar will join us on the next episode of the radio show, and then we'll have our featured guest episode on the 2nd of September, and then the FSHD Connecticut Connections. That is a tongue twister, guys. That will be on the 3rd. So join them for that, all on Zoom with Kathy Senecal and Sarah Posh, I believe, are the people involved in that. You can find all that on FSHDSociety.org. So as we wind it down, thanks for, again, our special featured guests, Bill and Mitch, talking about how to keep physical, how to keep active. You want to find out more about what they're doing, especially Mitch Wade, as he has a lot of great exercises that you can use there, right there in your home, including the wall push-ups we talked about today. But if you go to his Instagram, that's at Mitch Wade PDX, you can see a lot of videos, a lot of information, and you can do it from home. So thanks all for being here. Reach out to me via email. That's fshdradio@fshdsociety.org. And until next week, take care of yourselves, and we'll be here in a week. You've been listening to the FSHD Society Radio Show. Take care. Good night.